The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has released its annual report, and it shows homelessness in Arizona is getting worse. The number of homeless people counted in the state is up more than 10%, one of the five worst trends in the nation. Pima County, for one, is attempting to move in an innovative direction for dealing with homelessness with its Housing First pilot project, and the county is also asking for help from the public. Matt Pate is a program manager for the pilot project and is with me to talk about it and homelessness more generally. So, Matt, how big a problem is homelessness specifically in Pima County?
I think that the overall environment around homelessness has moved in our community towards one of greater collaboration. How do we look at our full spectrum of services, and how do we use those in a way that's best for those that we're serving, but also most cost effective on our services?
So when it comes to the permanent supportive housing program, is that targeted at a certain population among the homeless?
Yes, this population that we're targeting is those who are involved with our criminal justice system, primarily through jail bookings, those who have mental health and substance use conditions, and again, any form of homelessness. So housing instability could definitely be a path in. What we tend to see is that people with under or non-treated mental health or substance use issues tend to hit up against our criminal justice system, and that's where they tend to start seeking care, or that we see these individuals. And so they're not hitting our traditional housing and social service system to the extent that they're getting the services that they probably would benefit from. And so we're really trying to target to this population that's criminal justice involved.
And so this is why it's more pegged under that particular department.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about getting the public more involved in this sort of thing. We know that large communities of late have tried to come up with new ideas, fresh ideas, or just better ideas of reducing the homeless population, helping people find affordable housing. Let's talk about what you're hoping for from the public and what this effort sort of entails.
From my perspective, I would just like to see the public care and take greater interest in looking at the issue of homelessness and how do we come up with better solutions. As you mentioned, there are communities, I think, who are really trying to get creative and innovative. I think that this project is a version of that locally. We have a lot of great work happening around homelessness in our community. The problem is there's so many ways that someone could end up in a position of homelessness that we have to have a service system to address that's nimble and that is responsive to those various pathways in to have various pathways out of homelessness. So it becomes really challenging when you have a small pot of resources and you have to make priorities and decisions. We found that this population is being underserved by our traditional system, and so we're trying to come up with an innovative solution to it.
In some sense, people can be optimistic about that. In another sense, people say, well, has what's been tried before gone poorly, or at least not as successfully as one would expect, and that's why to reach out to the public? Or do you think it is more about getting people to care more and be more involved?
Well, I think it comes down to our approach. Using Housing First or permanent supported housing is kind of the new model for housing people. And so, I mean, really what Housing First and permanent supported housing is few to no prerequisites to entry, like sobriety or agreeing to treatment. You want to have a screening process that's screening people into housing and not out of housing. You want it to be rapid. You want support services to be offered proactively but voluntarily, and that we give people as much choice as possible. Previous models, if you think about like mass shelters or the idea of transitional housing, I think that they really didn't address the problem in a sustainable manner. What it turns out that they need is long-term housing. They doing a short-term fix, I mean, we didn't see as much success through that system. The transitional model was in place for, you know, a good period of time. The transitional model was, we'll give you two years to get kind of back on your feet, and then you're supposed to be independent. Well, when you're talking about people with, you know, chronic mental health issues, when you're talking about people who have barriers to accessing safe and affordable housing, Are we really addressing the issues to keep them stably housed for the long term? And I think with this new kind of model and iteration, we being the social service community and governments have learned that we pay for homelessness no matter what.
Is this meant to be a good combination of humanitarian with economic?
Absolutely. The vouchers we're using are a Section 8 type voucher, a housing choice voucher. So once somebody gets to that point where they're where they have that voucher in hand, we're really going to be working with them to figure out, you know, what type of housing it is that they want, what's available in our community, and navigating them through that. What we're hoping is that people, by having that choice, will A, have more ownership of that housing, and B, be ready and more willing to engage in services that are offered. The benefit also of funding it this way is that when people get income, they would pay 30% of their income back into that housing. So there's another ownership piece to it there. We've seen in the 4 years we've really been planning this project is that the healthcare system and the criminal justice system pay a tremendous amount per person. I mean, we were looking in our feasibility study at about $27,000 per person per year for those that we are targeting that we could potentially save as a community per person if we house them stably in the community and wrapped around resources.
Matt Pate is a program manager for Pima County's Housing First pilot project.